Random House Audio presents Last Kiss by Lou Anne Rice. This is Blair Brown. Prologue. The water was glass calm and pitch black, reflecting the summer constellations and the lights of the houses along the coast. Green light illuminated the chart table down below. But Gavin Dawson didn't need to look at charts. Not once he'd passed the light at Race Rock. These were his home waters. His trip had been long. He'd been in Maine resting up from a long case involving old Seal Harbor money when he'd gotten the call. All the way down east in a hidden harbor ringed by pines, where his only clock had been the sun and the tides. The message had been left with his service. He'd returned the call, listened just long enough to know he wanted to take the case, told his new employer they'd decide on terms once he had the chance to assess the situation. Then he'd started the engine, hauled anchor, and headed south. The weather had been fair. He'd skirted the tail end of a storm moving out to sea. His boat, the Squire Toby, didn't mind one way or the other. She got the job done. She was as old as he was, 33 feet long and tough as hell. The rebuilt twin 350 Crusaders throbbed below decks, better than music. Entering Long Island Sound, he was coming home. He found himself thinking of old friends, old faces. He thought of Sheridan. His skin started prickling. He thought about turning back. But he'd given his word, signed on for a job, so he kept going. Past Mystic, Noank, and Groton, he heard the engine of a small plane.